These are the youngest journalists in the city of Firozabad. They're working on the next edition of their unique magazine. Balvani Bachcho Ki Awaaz, or The Voice of Children, is a magazine by and for young people about child labour and their rights.
The stories that we write for the magazine are all related to children and inform readers about the reality of our town. When we share these stories with government officials, it helps them understand the difficulties that children face.
14-year-old Kamini has been contributing to the magazine for 2 years. She lives in an impoverished area of Firozabad where entire families are employed in the glass bangles industry. She convinced one neighbour to stop her three daughters aged between 9 and 12 from working and send them to school instead.
We have 5 children and no one to help us. So when we were in financial difficulty, we asked the children to work. A lot of children here work, and at home, our children started helping us when we were going through a rough patch.
Sarita Devi sent her children back to school when her husband recovered from an illness and could work again, but not everyone would do the same. Firozabad's glass bangles industry is 200 years old, and the factories are known for their poor working conditions. Generations of families have been employed in the trade, although many work from home.
When we walk through these narrow lanes of Firozabad, we can see many children making bangles. Rights groups say school closures because of coronavirus and then an outbreak of dengue fever mean more children are forced to work because they don't have access to online learning.
In this home, children as young as 6 sit in front of small flames using the heat to join broken glass bangles. They do this for up to 8 hours a day. Child labour is illegal in India, but rights groups say it's difficult to stop those working at home.
We had child labour 10 million in 2011. I'm doubling it only, and primarily because of COVID as well. So I think what we can say, coronavirus has been impacting the world over, but in India, the issues that we always had have amplified to an extent which is actually quite scary.
The release of this year's Voice of Children magazine has been delayed due to lockdowns, but Kamini and her team are now putting the final touches on the issue, knowing their work has never been more important. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, Firozabad, Uttar Pradesh.